The church can be entered through a stout and almost quadrilateral black bell tower, which forms part of the church's boundary fence with a gateway underneath the belfry. The wooden church is approximately 30 meters long, built for the most part on a simple rectangular plan. Above the segmented, unusual body of the church is a soaring gable roof with a cupola housing a bell. Two side chapels were added to the north of the nave. Both this roof and the other ones are covered with shingles, thin wooden tiles. The semicircular top windows are tall, quite narrow, composed of many panes of glass. The interior impresses with a great composition of mural paintings covering the walls and ceilings. The figures of angels and saints, as well as coats of arms, are painted to fit into the shapes of various structural elements, such as the arches of the arcades. The human figures painted on the walls have been given painterly frames that are deceptively three-dimensional. The elements imitating architectural features have a mainly pink, blue, and green color scheme. Around the murals, for example, rectangular shapes have been painted, imitating stone slabs. All this illusionary decoration makes a very elegant overall impression, reminiscent of manor homes of the gentry. Some of the medallions depict bishops, saints, and the learned. On the ceiling of the presbyterium, there's a painting of St. Bernard and the Virgin Mary with baby Jesus. The Mother of God is sitting on a cloud and is wearing a red robe with a blue coat. Below them, St. Bernard, clad in a white robe, is kneeling. A dark brown wooden cross is behind him. Above them, a white dove is flying. The vast area of the sky above the figures, occupying more than half of the picture, is illuminated by the light. In the right chapel, on the ceiling, there is an Ascension of St. Bartholomew painted. The work is done using pastel shades, characteristic for Rococo, and the faces of the figures are gentle. In the center, against a blue background on a yellow cloud, sits a gray-bearded man wearing a dark green robe. The figure is surrounded by young angels who spread their feathery wings. In their outstretched hands, they hold knives covered with blood, with the use of which the executioners of Bartholomew sent him to heaven. The whole scene is surrounded by an oval painting of a wreath of floral elements.